Hi everyone, I'm Dave Chapman and you're listening to The Science of Social Media, a weekly social media podcast from Buffer, covering all the latest stories, insights, experimentation and learnings to help you and your brand succeed online.
Welcome to episode 146. I'm Heather May Pustai, and today we're putting on our prognostication glasses to pick the next social network where brands need to be. Surprise, surprise, it's Spotify.
We've spent the week digging into the rise of Spotify as a social media platform used by today's hottest brands. The results have been fascinating. We believe that Spotify is fast becoming a core platform for engaging with customers, through paid ads, of course, but also through an organic presence. We'd love to tell you how these brands are doing it. Join us as we reveal the music streaming giant as an under-the-radar outlet for brand building. A huge bonus, some of what we're going to share is easy to set up and free to experiment with.
A warm welcome to the show, everyone. Let's get started. If you were to look at a chart of the online communities of the greatest size and reach, how do you think that chart might look? Typically, the biggest social networks that come to mind are the ones that are top of mind for all of us: Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, which have billions of users. And beyond those are some familiar names as well: Twitter and Reddit, which have over 300 million users, LinkedIn, which is nearing the 300 million mark, and Pinterest and Snapchat, which are right near 250 million each.
Okay, those are the big ones, but there's another community that is right on the heels of these social media giants. Spotify has 217 million users as of April 2019, and if you were to include Spotify in the list of top social networks, it would fit snugly within the top 20 worldwide. What's useful to see here is that many brands and businesses want to be where their customers are. And with user counts like these, it's obvious there are customers here.
Absolutely. We're beginning to see more and more that the standard definition for social networks are expanding. Brands these days are looking for places to reach their audience and connect. One of the places that gained a lot of traction is Spotify. The music streaming service has been around since 2008, and it's been a hidden treasure for marketers for several years now, thanks to its deep audience insights. Slowly but surely, Spotify has been gaining critical mass as a must-consider location for brands to be. The website Distilled wrote about Spotify trends in August of 2018. Many other websites have covered the advertising potential of the platform.
From our research, this trend will only continue to grow. The way we see it, there are three pillars for brands when it comes to their presence on Spotify. Let's jump right in. When it comes to Spotify as a social platform, we've identified three primary ways that brands can get started. First, there are social playlists. Second, you have paid advertising. And third, there's podcasting.
Let's start off with the most well-known strategy first: playlists. Do you have a guess at how many Spotify playlists there are? No, really. Take a guess. There are over 2 billion.
Hang on a second. Did you say 2 billion?
Yes, 2 billion. Now let's think about that number and don't let it scare you off. Just because there are billions of playlists doesn't mean that yours won't get noticed. We'll get into some distribution methods in a moment, but first let me share another fascinating stat with you. One third of all listening time on Spotify is spent on user-generated playlists. That equates to 8 hours a week of listening, which sounds about right, although I feel like I might actually listen to more than that.
I think maybe me too. I still can't get over 2 billion. There's clearly a lot of demand for playlists on Spotify. And what's also great about playlists as a brand strategy is that they are easy to set up and free to experiment with, and that's two of a marketer's favorite attributes. The barrier for entry is incredibly doable. Just as you create playlists for your personal Spotify listening, you can do the same for your brand. Let's first walk you through how it works, and then we'll dive into some of the finer details about this strategy.
To get started, create a new Spotify account for your brand. And as you would with any new social profile, fill it out completely with your brand name and your logo. Some brands do a custom logo for their Spotify, featuring different colors or music-related imagery. And then start creating your first playlist.
There are several ways to go about this. Some brands organize their songs around themes, whether it's a certain mood or feeling, or perhaps a trending topic or event. For instance, McDonald's has a playlist for football and the Oscars. Gymshark, an athletic apparel brand, partners with influencers to create branded playlists. Each playlist is inspired by the influencer's music choices and is pitched as a training playlist. They're quite popular too. The Stephen Cook playlist has 95,000 followers.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea. I love Gymshark. When it comes to choosing songs, Spotify recommends a few helpful guidelines to lessen your risk and avoid any implicit endorsements of artists. For starters, put at least 20 tracks on your playlist. The more tracks you have, the better. Variety counts too. No single artist should appear more than once on your playlist, and definitely don't include artists you might think would be opposed to your brand.
For the design of your playlist, you can use emoji in the title to make it stand out, and you can also upload a custom cover photo to the playlist. This can be done by downloading the desktop app. It can't be done on mobile or the web app. The only considerations for your photo are that the file needs to be a JPEG and the file size can't be more than 4 megabytes. You'll also want to use a square aspect ratio. We like to use an 800 pixel by 800 pixel image, just as we do for Instagram.
Well, that makes it easy. We're all used to that format. A well-made, thoughtful playlist can be a great way to associate your brand with artists and music that your target audience loves and resonates with. Like with any social media presence, a brand's presence on Spotify can inspire likability, familiarity, and trust. As Spotify's brand playlist guidelines state, quote, show the world what kind of music your brand likes to listen to while partying, driving, or enjoying a cup of coffee, unquote. I wonder what kind of music Dave listens to on a daily basis.
Well, actually, it's Eurovision at the moment because we have the Eurovision Song Contest coming up. So I'm busy learning all the songs of all the entries. And Spotify is great for that kind of thing. I know that we've had conversations in the advocacy team at Buffer as to what music you like to work to. And some people have some very strong opinions on sort of motivational songs. I think that could be a fun playlist to make.
Oh, absolutely.
At any rate, the best case scenario is that you end up with a targeted audience who is subscribing to your playlist and following your profile. And then just like that, voila, you've built a Spotify community.
So the obvious next question is about distribution. How do you get people to find out about your Spotify playlist? Fortunately, Spotify is quite well integrated into the other social networks, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter especially. There are a couple different ways you can get your playlist distributed here.
So first, you can rely on your own promotion. You can link your playlist on any social channels to drive your audience to Spotify. For instance, you can link directly from your website footer or add a Spotify icon to the other social icons in your email signatures. We talked about that last week in episode 145. Another way to get the word out is to encourage participation. Some brands create collaborative playlists that all Spotify users can add to. These crowdsourced lists make for great content in a tweet or Instagram post.
The other way to go about distribution is with viral promotion. Playlists themselves are quite shareable as well, and when a user likes a song or if they like an entire playlist, they can share them easily to major social networks. Instagram Stories has a direct connection to Spotify so that you can add your latest song directly to your stories. I absolutely love that feature and love being able to add music to my stories.
And one final playlist note, keep your playlist updated by adding and removing songs regularly. Each time your playlist changes, the followers of that playlist will be notified. I think that's a great one.
Oh, absolutely. I actually had not even thought of that. Okay, so now on to the second reason why brands should consider Spotify. Advertising. Like the other major social networks, Spotify has a robust solution in its Spotify Ad Studio.
There are a couple of big advantages of going with Spotify for ads. First, they are a younger ad network, so you're likely to get more bang for your buck. This has been true of all ad platforms initially. Facebook several years ago, Instagram Stories and Pinterest recently, and Spotify now. Putting your advertising dollars on younger ad networks is one of our favorite tips for maximizing ad spend.
Second, Spotify has a deep amount of analytics. They understand their users' listening behavior to an incredible degree, and this allows for advertisers to create some really compelling audiences and storytelling. Consider these stats they have on how millennials use Spotify. 68% of streams happen on mobile. Millennial listeners are 64% more likely to buy brands they see advertised. Millennials stream on repeat more than they stream on random, and they're 90% more likely to have the latest tech products.
And there's these stats about how tech early adopters stream on Spotify. Tech early adopters are almost 900% more likely to stream on a gaming console than the average listener. They're 41% more likely to listen to music that feels defiant. And early adopters stream what they like more than they stream new finds, and they're twice as likely to be brand conscious.
I feel like I might fall into that category. I'm never looking for the new finds, but always excited when other people share it with me. So if you're thinking about getting into ads on Spotify, here's what to know. First, understand the different ad formats. Spotify offers audio, video, and display ads, so you can fully create and manage your own audio ads through the Spotify Ad Studio. For video and display ads, you can get in touch with Spotify's team through the Spotify for Brands website. Depending on your budget, you may end up going with one or more of these three ad formats. And initially, when starting out in the Spotify Ad Studio, you can run audio ads beginning at a minimum of $250 budget, which is really attainable. Spotify has found that a mixture of ad formats works best. For example, mixing audio and display results in a 24% increase in ad recall for those formats.
Second, after understanding ad formats, get to know the different ad segments. You can customize your ad for a host of different settings. Your options include location, age, gender, platform, and whether you want to advertise across all Spotify music or just in certain genres or on certain playlists.
And third, you'll get the most ROI for your ad spend if you focus on the experience of your listener. We mentioned earlier that a variety of ad formats can be helpful. So too can a variety of targeting. Spotify is unique among other ads in that it has a strong storytelling element to its data. You can tell what kind of mood a listener may be in based on previous songs. You may even be able to tell what they're doing. For instance, if they're listening to a workout playlist on mobile, chances are they're at the gym.
That is absolutely true of me. Okay, so now we come to our third and final Spotify strategy. Brands should flock to Spotify for the podcasts. Did you know the science of social media is on Spotify? I'm sure many of you did. In fact, there are probably several Spotify listeners who are listening in right now. Hello, listeners on Spotify.
Hello, everyone. Spotify has made a major investment in podcasts on its platform. You've probably noticed that more and more podcasts are popping up in the Discover tab and elsewhere in the interface. It's for a good reason. Last year, Spotify pledged to invest $500 million in podcasting, which is incredible. And then there's this quote from a Spotify blog post, quote, "Based on radio industry data, we believe it is a safe assumption that over time, more than 20% of all Spotify listening will be non-music content," unquote. We've already seen some of these investments being made public. Spotify acquired Gimlet Media, a podcast network, and Anchor, a podcasting app, spending hundreds of millions on the acquisitions.
We actually use Anchor to host this podcast. Spotify is clearly making podcasts a priority from here on out. So what can your brand do to take advantage? Step one is to make sure that your podcast is available on Spotify. There are a few simple ways to do this. And for our podcast, like I mentioned, we use Anchor to handle all the distribution. Other tools like Simplecast do this as well. You upload your podcast to Anchor and they ensure it's published to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all other major podcast services. Alternatively, you can manually add your podcast to Spotify by going to podcasters.spotify.com. From there, you'll be asked to enter your podcast RSS feed and to enter information about your podcast.
Right, and once your podcast is set up with Spotify, you can start thinking about distribution. We've got a couple quick tips for you when it comes to distribution. First, you can share your podcast to social media just like you would any other favorite music track. We tried this tactic with sharing last week's Science of Social Media episode to Instagram stories, and it worked like a charm.
Amazing. Second, you can capture some Spotify SEO opportunities. No one's really talking about Spotify SEO yet, but it's certainly worth considering when you're coming up with headlines and titles for podcast episodes. You've probably heard that YouTube is the world's second largest search engine next to Google. Well, Spotify's user base makes it a large search engine as well. You can make the most of it by being strategic with the naming of your podcasts.
And that does it for our Spotify run-through. To recap, we've seen brands take advantage of Spotify's social features in three key ways. First, with brand playlists. Second, with targeted advertising. And third, with podcasts. We would love to hear how the platform has performed for your brand.
And that does it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for tuning into the Science of Social Media. As always, we deeply appreciate your kind ratings and reviews on iTunes. If you'd ever like to get in touch with myself or Heather May, we're always here for you on social media at the hashtag BufferPodcast. You can also send us an email anytime at hello@buffer.com.
We have some great episodes in the works for you in the next couple of weeks, and we look forward to next Monday, everyone.